September 11th. Where were you?
Well, I know one thing. I can never forget where I was. I feel pardon all the moving around. I'm cooking. Cooking some wonderful potatoes. And I'm about to cut up some sausage or kielbasa, as they call them. And oh boy, is it delicious. And what I do is we peel the potatoes, cut them up, and you throw them in the pan. You let them cook for a while. And you cut up your kielbasa. And you throw it in. And I need to get cooking. I mean, I really do need to get cooking because cutting up that kielbasa, because these potatoes are cooking up a little faster than I thought they were. I got too involved in Anchor. Too involved. And there's no other better excuse than to say, what more could you do, America? I mean, we can stand in solidarity. I mean, it's the least we can do concerning, you know, September 11th and what the tragedy has brought to so many people and done to so many people and how many lives it has impacted. When I think of September 11th, I think of sadness, solidarity, because I just remember how supportive some people were, and it's sad that there were those that hate, but I choose not to think of that. I do remember the hate. I remember when the president, the then president, wanted to wage war, and I get it, we need to protect our nation, but I don't necessarily believe in war. I don't agree with war. There should never be a war. There should have never been September 11th in the first place. Because when I woke up that morning, September 11th was just one ordinary day. It was just a day where we got up, most likely late for school as usual. And we tried to get our backpacks and get on the bus. And of course, a million things were going through our minds. Like, what if the teacher gives us a pop quiz today? And how come so-and-so doesn't like me anymore? And why are we having to abide by this rule of, you know, every person who doesn't want a debate has to, you know, either leave the room or stay, you know? I mean, just random stuff, because I had a teacher at that time who was very much into debates. I wasn't. But little did I know, I had a teacher who, after him, when I went into a sophomore year of school, little did I know, he was even more of a debater. In fact, he would spend the entire class period debating. This particular teacher was very interesting. He normally had debates, and if you couldn't handle debates, you either had to leave the room before they started, or you couldn't leave. That was his rule. So, I never really cared for debates. I never liked how they could get heated. So, I was actually preparing for another debate that day. And, little did I know, the huge shock that I would receive when I got to school that day. My gosh. So, I get to school,
And I go to choir practice first. And the mood is very melancholy as I walk through the door. And I still don't understand because I never made it a habit of watching the news before I left. So we go in there and there's no, kneeling. There's no kneeling about. There's no major conversation. Everybody's just very subdued. And usually everybody comes in and they're talkative and the teacher's always yelling at us, not yelling, but telling us to be quiet. But hardly anybody makes a sound. The room, I just remembered, if there's anything I could describe about the atmosphere on September 11th, it was very, very subdued. No one knew how to act. Unfortunately, some people chose to act out of hate, but I don't like to think of that. When I think of September 11th, I think of solidarity and patriotism, and because that's how things were that day. For choir practice, we sang only patriotic American songs, and we watched the news. Most of our other classes, everybody just put on the news. The teachers were in such shock themselves that they just threw away all lesson plans. Nothing was taught that day. But one teacher, and that was my choir teacher, he said, "Today we are going to show our patriotism, our patriotic spirit. We're going to show the people who have done this terrible deed what America is truly made of." And we are going to show that we are stronger than this terrible, terrible thing that has been done to us. So we sang. In our other classes, we did nothing. There were no debates. There was no pop quiz. We sang. And that was it. We sang. We cried. There was so much going on. It was hard to know that people were suffering. So many people were being hurt. So many people never came home. And I know I was never the same after that. But if there's one thing that I remember that's positive from September 11th, and it's good to have your moments of silence. It's good to share the memories and... But the deepest emotion that I'm gathering from people today is sadness. America, we're stronger than this. I remember patriotism. I remember, now all I want to do is just, find a bunch of patriotic American songs and just do nothing but play them. A few years ago, I was invited to my friend's concert. They were doing a tribute to 9/11 concert. And they sang a lot of patriotic songs, and they did some other cool pieces, but it reminded me very much so of the way we were on September 11th. And how we were not going to resign ourselves to sadness. We were going to remind everyone of America the beautiful, the land of the free and the home of the brave. I think that's the main thing I really want people to remember. It's great to be in solidarity. It's great to be in remembrance because so many people's lives have been impacted by the horrors of that day. But that's what I want people to remember most of all. Because that's very important. I feel it is. So here we are, 16 years down the line. Every year we think, you know, it's another anniversary of a horrible tragedy. And I really feel we do need to honor the lives of people that were unfortunately taken from this earth. I really feel we need to look on them, look on their situations with love, and still think about the families. Because in a way, every time they turn on the TV, there's a constant reminder. I hope you guys remember. I really hope you guys think about this. Think about this. Every time you post a 9/11 tribute and a family member affected by the events of that day instantly has a reminder. Instantly has a reminder. I feel so much heartbreak for the babies that were born on that day. Such youngsters now, teenagers. But their day, instead of being a day of celebration, there's always going to be that hint of mourning. There's always going to be that part of America that's not going to be with them. You know? There's always going to be that child that says, why do we have to watch the news? Why do we have to talk about such a bad tragedy on my birthday? And that, you know, obviously, if the baby was born on the 11th of 2001, September 11th, 2001, that is, they're obviously old enough now to understand. But it's still nonetheless heartbreaking because it really is a memory that's etched into you each year. With each year that you get older, there's always going to be that tragedy. Your birthday is going to be marred by this terrible tragedy. And I think it's good to look down in love at the people whose lives have been affected by this horrible tragedy. But I also think that it's very, very important for America to stand strong. So whether you're with loved ones or not, if you're an American, you know, I don't expect those who live out of the United States to do this. But if you wish to do so in solidarity, you know, that's very admirable. But sing a patriotic song tonight. Sing for America. Sing for those founding fathers who brought this diverse, beautiful nation into fruition. Sing for the many soldiers that never made it home, just so that we can have freedom. Sing for the veterans who have given so much of their lives and struggled to this day just to find their place in the world. All for America. Sing for the victims of September 11th. Even if your voice isn't the greatest, sing. Even if you sing in the shower. Those who've passed away will surely hear you. And if you can't sing, then don't forget your nation where you come from. Especially, I'm saying this mostly to Americans. You know, we wake up, we criticize everything the Trump administration is doing, and oh, it's so sad. It's so sad how this is all playing out. But no, today's not the day for that. Not at all. So, I'm hearing so many great great, great, great things other than me bumping into a recycle bin. I'm hearing so many great things on Anchor. So many people talking about where they were, posting so much inspirational content. It's beautiful. Keep it going, Anchor. Keep it going. It's beautiful. Especially the business as unusual stuff. That's incredible. There are so many people I really want to connect with on Anchor. I've discovered some cool stuff tonight, but really, I think I mainly want to just take the time to reflect on what kind of a nation we really, truly do have. And I say that in the most positive of ways. I don't agree with where some of the things in our nation has gone, but I'm not one to debate, but if we all just, you know, put those aside, because I think one thing we could say without dispute is that we are here today and we're standing, and every one of us on Anchor in the world, in America, is here for a reason. And whatever that reason may be, we're here. We're here to do good. I believe that unless a person proves themselves evil, everyone has the potential to be good. You know, there's a whole Christian concept, and believe me, I'm a Christian myself. But there's this whole Christian concept of, well, everyone was born a sinner, and, you know, yeah, we have that nature in us, but I really believe that everyone is capable of doing good. And just thinking about September 11th, it brings me back to something I wrote in my journal about a week and a half ago, and that was, why is it that evil must rear its ugly head? Does the universe dictate that evil should counteract good? If evil is removed from the ingredients that make up the recipe of life, how heavenly would the concoction taste? There should be no evil. It's clearly obvious. The reason for evil's existence, no one knows. But all the more reason to bring more good into the world, right? I would say so. I would say there's plenty of things we can be very, very grateful for, and thankful for. The one thing is that we all have the ability to do good, and we could at least be thankful for the ones that do take the time to do good. If we don't want evil to win, don't let it win. If you have the opportunity to encourage someone to do something good, you know, let's do that. I know one thing's for sure, this dinner is going to be good. Greasy, but very good. That's the first time I've cooked on Anchor before. But think of the big feast. Right now, we're standing in solidarity in the world, and all of us are joining in on this great big feast to remember September 11th. Have a good night, everyone. Remember to do good. Thank you.